German lawmakers voted Thursday to recognize as genocide the century-old killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Germany joined about 20 other countries that recognize the killings as genocide. Historians estimate that the Ottoman Turks killed as many as 1.5 million Armenians between 1915 and 1917. Armenia has long sought international recognition of the event as genocide. Turkey has confirmed that thousands of Armenians died during World War I, but the Turkish government has denied that the killings represented a campaign of genocide. The Turkish government ordered Germany's top diplomat go to the foreign ministry in Ankara after the German parliament's vote. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the vote. "The resolution adopted by the German parliament will seriously impact relations between Germany and Turkey," he said. Erdogan spoke to reporters during a visit to Kenya. The Turkish president is seeking to extend his powers. He can reach that goal two ways. He can call and win a special nationwide election, or a two-thirds majority in parliament can approve the extension. Political observers say either way is dependent on a weakening of Turkey's Nationalist Action Party, or MHP. Former Interior Minister Meral Akşener is seeking to lead the party. She also is increasingly seen as the biggest threat to the president and his efforts to change the constitution. Recently, large crowds gathered to see Akşener during her visit to Turkey's Black Sea area. The area is a center of Turkish nationalism. The MHP once had a strong following there. However, the ruling AKP has taken votes from the MHP in recent elections. The MHP's support collapsed in general elections last November. The party lost half its seats and won just enough to enter parliament. Many of its supporters voted instead for the AKP. This helped the ruling party gain a large majority. Akşener served in the government in the 1990s. Attila Yeşilada says that makes Akşener a possible threat to President Erdogan and the AKP. Yeşilada is a Turkey politics expert with Global Source Partners.
The real threat to Erdogan is going to come from the center-right. And Meral Akşener has very strong center-right credentials. She was Interior Affairs Minister. You know, she was there when the army and the security forces purged PKK from Turkey. So a very tough woman. And journalists who follow her trail in Anatolia report huge interest. Huge convoys are greeting her wherever she goes. I mean, we're talking about 400, 500 vehicles.
Akşener is hoping to replace Devlet Bahçeli as the MHP chief. The current MHP leadership has gone to court to block her from calling an emergency party conference. Observers say there are reports that Erdogan was responsible for a series of legal delays. Turkey's highest administrative court finally ruled the conference must be held. Kadri Güzel writes opinion pieces for Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper and El Monitor website. He says the party meeting could have a far-reaching effect on Turkish politics.
According to surveys, if Akşener replaces Devlet Bahçeli in MHP, she will push MHP public support to unprecedented levels, also making impossible Erdogan to realize his dreams of becoming a constitutional dictator or to have his parliamentary majority in a snap election anytime soon. That's why Erdogan will prevent Akşener becoming MHP leader for any cost.
Political observers say an Akşener-led MHP could offer Turkish voters a conservative alternative to the AKP. I'm Katie Weaver.